stars of the big new Mars Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. Well, the packed lobby indicates that tonight we'll be playing to another full house. And here, smiling and happy, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's the advance dope on tonight's play?
Well, I can't say a word, Myron, except that everything seems to be very mysterious. And there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, here we are in our usual good seats. But there's only a moment, so let's glance at the program before the lights are lowered. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in The Quiet Young Man by Sidney Huffman. Mr. Elders plays the part of Joe Franklin. And Jean Mowry will be featured as Jennifer Lawrence.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of The Quiet Young Man. The scene is the living room in the modest home of Mrs. Lawrence, a widow. It's a little while before dinner time, and Mrs. Lawrence is talking with her attractive daughter, Jennifer.
But Jennifer, with the housing shortage and all, it just isn't fair for us to have that big room upstairs empty.
Oh, I know, Mother, but the last time you spoke of renting it, Mr. Ogilvy made such a terrible fuss.
Mr. Ogilvy is merely a boarder. He doesn't own this house.
Well, he's lived here so long, sometimes he acts as if he does.
Well, just the same, we can't be governed by his selfishness in times like these.
Well, maybe not.
After all, Jennifer, since your poor father's death, we've grown so accustomed to sharing our home that surely one more person won't make any difference.
Not to us, but gee, Mr. Ogilvy doesn't even like us to have company. So how will he feel about another roomer?
I just don't see why he should object if we advertise for a quiet young man who works during the daytime.
Well, Mr. Ogilvy does work nights, so they never see each other.
Except at dinner. And surely he wouldn't mind seeing someone else at the dinner table.
But, Mother, won't that mean more work for you? And the library keeps me so busy that I can't help you much.
Oh, my dear, taking care of four people isn't much more work than taking care of three.
Well, anything's all right with me, but I'm expecting fireworks for Mr. Ogilvy.
Oh, there he is now. I suggest we tell him and get it over with.
And ruin his appetite for dinner?
Mr. Ogilvy, is that you?
Yes, Mrs. Lawrence. I just got in. Oh, here you are.
Hello, Mr. Ogilvy.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Lawrence.
Good afternoon.
And my dear Miss Jennifer, I was going to ask you at dinner whether you would mind picking up a book for me tomorrow.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Mr. Ogilvy.
I've been waiting for this particular book for months.
Mr. Ogilvy, we're going to rent the extra room.
The clown just arrived today saying the book was a... What did you say, Mrs. Lawrence?
Mother said she's decided we simply must rent the other room on the second floor, Mr. Ogilvy.
But, my dear Mrs. Lawrence, if it's a question of money, I'll be only too glad to let you have...
Mr. Ogilvy, it's absolutely criminal to let that big room go empty when someone could live in it.
But I'll pay you three times what it's worth.
Well, you just don't understand. It isn't the money.
No, we feel it's wrong not to give someone a place to live.
At the expense of my privacy? I, who have lived in your home for years?
Oh, it won't be at the expense of your privacy.
We thought we could find a nice, quiet young man who's away during the daytime when you're home.
Well, it's your home. You're free to do what you please. But I warn you, Mrs. Lawrence, I'll move if this person interferes with my comfort.
Franklin speaking.
Hey, Joe, this is Bill. Are you in luck this morning?
I am? Well, what's the good word from the Morning Herald?
Well, an ad just arrived for a room to rent right smack in the Lawrence house.
You're kidding. What does it say?
Single room with board for a quiet young man employed during the day. 1424 Vista Avenue.
Gee, I can't believe it. I thought I'd be lucky if I got a room in the same block.
Well, don't say I never did anything for you, chum.
Oh, Bill, I love you. I'll get right over there. Thanks a million. Well, Mrs. Lawrence, you just got yourself a new roomer. Quiet young man employed during the day. That's me.
Mother, what does Mr. Franklin like?
You'll meet him at dinner, Jennifer. He's perfectly charming, very quiet, and well-mannered.
Well, he sure found out we had a room to rent in a hurry. He just sent the ad in this morning.
Well, I suppose things like that have a way of getting around.
I suppose. He moved in yet?
He just came back with his suitcase. He's upstairs, unpacking now.
Oh. What kind of work does he do?
Why, he said he works in an office downtown.
Oh, does he understand about Mr. Ogilvy?
Oh, yes, and he was very nice about it, too.
Oh, that's good.
Wanted to know Mr. Ogilvy's exact hours so he'd be sure not to disturb him.
Oh, say, that reminds me. I brought Mr. Ogilvy the library book he asked me to pick up. Is he upstairs now?
No, dear. He went out a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, I might forget about it. Just to be safe, I'll run upstairs and leave it outside the door.
Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Doing? Oh, doing. Why, I'm trying to... I don't seem to be able to get the door to my room open.
But that's Mr. Ogilvy's room.
It is?
Why, yes, your room's the next one.
Well, gee. It was pretty dumb of me.
I presume, of course, that you're Mr. Franklin?
Oh, sure. But, oh, gosh, no wonder my key wouldn't work. You know, well, I'd have sworn this is the room Mrs. Lawrence showed me.
Well, it isn't, and I'm certainly glad Mr. Ogilvy didn't see you. Why, he'd have had a fit. No one's allowed to go into his room.
Gee, please don't tell him, then. If he's going to be my neighbor, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot.
Oh, don't worry. I won't breathe a word about it. He's made enough fuss already.
You must be Miss Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so upset I wasn't even polite. Yes, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Joe Franklin. How do you do?
How do you do? I just came up to leave a book for Mr. Ogilvy.
Oh, does he read quite a bit?
Oh, yes. He collects first editions, too.
Mm-hmm. He must be pretty well off to do that. What kind of work does he do?
Why, see, I don't know. He never talks about his job.
He does?
No, but he works nice. I guess he doesn't like it very much.
Well, in that case, maybe I can help him find a job he likes better.
My dear Mrs. Lawrence, as usual, that was one of the best dinners I've ever eaten.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ogilvy. You're always so appreciative of my cooking.
Boy, I am too, Mrs. Lawrence. Since I've lived here, I know what they mean by home cooking.
Oh, really? Oh, it was a lovely dinner, Mother.
Dear,
well, I have a little surprise for all of you tonight.
Oh.
If you'll excuse me, just...
Yes, my boy, you were certainly fortunate to be able to move in here.
Don't I know it, Mr. Ogilvy?
And I must admit, you're one of the most considerate young men I've ever met.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Perhaps Miss Jennifer's told you that I was a little worried about being disturbed.
Well, I have tried to keep out of your way. And
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Oh, Mother, you shouldn't have done it.
Well, what have we here? A birthday cake for Miss Jennifer.
Hey, you should have told us. Happy birthday.
I thought it would be fun if we all shared Jennifer's birthday cake.
Oh, Mother, you're a darling. Doesn't it look wonderful?
My dear, I wish I'd known. I would have brought you a little trinket.
Why, Mr. Ogilvy.
I know. I have the very thing upstairs, a little necklace.
Oh, no. Please don't, Mr. Ogilvy. You're always so generous.
Just a little family heirloom, Miss Jennifer. Nothing to speak of. I was looking at it only this morning and thinking it was just the thing for a girl.
Oh, dear, I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, but why?
Because his gifts are always so extravagant. He must hate to part with the things that have been in his family for years.
Oh, my dear, if it makes him happy to give it to you, just accept it graciously.
That's right.
Oh, but Mr. Franklin, you should see the beautiful watch he gave me one Christmas. Well, I never could have bought it for myself.
Oh, is that so? Does he, come from a wealthy old family?
Oh, we really don't know much about his family, Mr. Franklin.
We just know they must have been very fine people. He's always so kind and generous with everyone.
Well, now, that's very nice.
They're gone! They're gone!
Oh, Jimmy, what's that?
I've been wrong. Wrong!
Oh, Mr. Ogilvy, what's the matter?
Someone's been in my room. My jewels, my treasures. They've been stolen.
The Curtain Falls on the First Act of tonight's Curtain Time Play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Gene Mowry. Thank you.
for the second act of The Quiet Young Man, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. For some mysterious reason, Joe Franklin moved into the home of Mrs. Lawrence, where another rumor, eccentric old Mr. Ogilvy, also lived. And Mr. Ogilvy, having gone to his room to get a necklace intended as a birthday present for Jennifer, has just rushed into the living room saying that all his precious heirlooms have been stolen. But it's now a moment later.
Mr. Ogilvy, we must call the police.
No, don't call the police, at least not right away.
But, Mr. Ogilvy, if something was stolen, we should let the police know. Don't you think so, Mr. Franklin?
Keep out of this, young man. Nothing like this ever happened before you came into this house.
Why, Mr. Ogilvy?
Look, if you're accusing me of...
I'm sure he didn't mean it, Mr. Franklin. He's just too excited to know what he's saying.
Let me call the police, Mr. Ogilvy.
Young lady, I'll handle this my own way. I don't wish to involve your mother or yourself in any distasteful inquiries by the police.
Oh, but Mr. Ogilvy, that's silly. Obviously, it wasn't anyone in this house. Someone must have broken in while we were all out.
Let us consider the matter closed, Mrs. Lawrence.
But I'm
beginning to recover from the shock now, and I prefer to track down the thieves in my own fashion.
Well, whatever you wish.
Were these jewels of yours insured, Mr. Ogilvy?
No, they weren't worth insuring. They're not worth anything to a soul but myself.
Well, then why would anyone bother stealing them?
I don't know. They were just little heirlooms, having only a sentimental value.
Well, maybe they had a sentimental value for someone else, too.
Mother, are you awake?
Yes, dear. What is it?
Oh, I just can't sleep. There's something on my mind.
Why, Jennifer, what's the matter? Have you been crying?
Oh, Mother, I just can't believe that Joe Franklin is a thief.
Why, Jennifer, why do you say that?
Because I'm afraid he is. I didn't tell you before because it seemed so unimportant. But
go on, dear.
Well, that very first day he moved in,
yes?
I took a book upstairs from Mr. Oakley.
Oh, I think I remember.
And Joe was in the hall.
Well, of course. He'd just taken his suitcase upstairs to his room.
Except that he didn't go upstairs to his room.
He didn't?
No. When I first saw him in the upstairs hall, he was trying to open Mr. Ogilvy's door.
Trying to open Mr. Ogilvy's door?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
He passed it off as a mistake. He said he'd forgotten this was his room. But... Oh, Mother.
Jennifer, this is very serious. You should have told me before.
But it was a natural mistake to make. He'd only been up there once before. Now... I just don't think it was a mistake.
Jennifer, we must call the police whether Mr. Ogilvy wants us to or not.
But we promised him we wouldn't.
Then that young man must leave this house at once.
But if he does, Mr. Ogilvy will never recover his jewels. And suppose we're wrong? Why, we'd feel terrible.
Well, what do you suggest?
Mother, if he has them, he's got to dispose of them somehow, doesn't he?
I suppose so.
Well, he won't leave them in his room because he knows that you could search them.
But then what'll he do?
He'll take them with him and try to get rid of them tomorrow.
How do you know he hasn't already disposed of them?
Because he hasn't been out of the house since Mr. Ogilvy discovered the theft. And Mr. Ogilvy said he'd been looking at his things only this morning.
Well, I don't like the idea of having a thief living in my house. I'm in favor of calling the police.
Just give me one day before you call the police, because tomorrow... I'm not going to be a librarian. I'm going to be a shadow.
Well, good morning, everybody. Great day, isn't it?
Morning. Good morning, Mr. Franklin.
I've got time for just one sip of your swell coffee, Mrs. Lawrence.
Help yourself.
Okay, thanks. Aren't you usually at work by now, Jennifer?
I'm taking the day off.
Oh, well, I'm up a little earlier than usual. Mr. Ogilvy isn't keeping his part of our bargain.
Well, what do you mean?
Why, the old coot woke me up this morning fussing around putting a padlock on the outside of his door.
That's an excellent idea.
Well, I guess I'll be going. So long. We'll see you tonight.
Where's my hat?
My dear, isn't this a silly thing to do?
Mother, I just got to find out. How else can I do it?
Well, you better hurry or you'll lose him.
He's just barely reached the bus stand by now. Oh, there's a cab coming that I can take. Goodbye. Driver, stop here. Here, keep the change. I'm in a hurry. I'm lost in that crowd of people who got off the bus. Oh, no. There he is crossing the street and he's going in. Hey, what does that sign say? money loaned. Pawn shop. Oh, no, 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 Joe. Pawn shop. Oh, dear, it is true. Call the police.
Hello, this is Joe. Yeah, I've been at it all day. No, no luck so far. These pawnbrokers are a bunch of wise guys. What do you mean, take my time? This thing's hot, and that Lawrence dame's been following me all day. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Very well. Goodbye. Mother, what did they say?
They'll send a squad car over right away.
Oh, honestly, I just can't believe it. When he came home...
Oh, Jennifer, you mustn't take it to heart, though. Mr. Franklin doesn't mean anything to you.
Oh, but he's such a... Oh, he's such a nice person.
Well, obviously, you're wrong about that.
Yes, yes, I am. Mother, do you think we should tell Mr. Ogilvy that you phoned the police?
Oh, dear me, I don't know. The poor man locked himself up in his room all afternoon.
He's just trying to save us embarrassment.
Well, he should know by now that we're more interested in his welfare than in what the neighbors think.
Well, I guess you'll just have to tell him.
Well, he'll know anyway, Jennifer. It's just about dinner time.
Did I hear you say something about dinner, Mrs. Lawrence?
Oh, Mr. Ogilvy, there's something...
Yes, there's something we must tell you.
What is it, my dear?
We know, well, that is, we're almost positive, that he stole your jewels.
You mean Mr. Franklin?
Yes, and we're more than almost positive.
Oh, dear me. How did you find out?
I followed him today.
Yes?
He went to every pawn shop in this city trying to dispose of your jewels.
Oh, my goodness. Knowing that, why, how can I sit through dinner with
him? Oh, you won't have to, Mr. Ogilvy. Mother just phoned the police.
You did?
Yes.
But you said you... Well, in that case,
oh,
I better...
Oh, Mr. Ogilvy, I hear them coming now.
Yes, yes, I hear them, too. Goodness me, if they've never taken in that young man, I would...
Hi, Mr. Ogilvy, what's your hurry?
Oh, it's you. Well, you got us into this, you thief.
Well, now, so you want to be alone, eh, Mr. Ogilvy? Okay, I'll help you with the aid of the padlock you put on the outside of your door. There you are, old fella. You're safe now, Ogilvy, old boy. That is, if I don't lose the key.
Are you Joe Franklin?
Huh? What?
I asked, are you Joe Franklin?
Yes.
Okay, you're under arrest.
Oh, now look.
I'm taking you down to headquarters. You got some explaining to do about some stolen jewelry.
Are you kidding?
Come on, wise guy.
Why, you... I
told you to come on.
Okay, muscle man. You win.
That's better.
You're making a terrible mistake.
Sure, I know. You got friends. Everybody has.
Look, if you'll just listen to
me. Come on.
All right. Darn it, I haven't had my dinner yet.
For the third act of The Quiet Young Man, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Some jewels were stolen from old Mr. Ogilvy, one of Mrs. Lawrence's roomers, soon after Joe Franklin moved in. And Jennifer, suspecting Joe, followed him as he visited a number of pawn shops. Well, as a result, her mother called the police, and Joe was arrested. Well, the scene is still the Lawrence home, a few minutes after Joe's arrest. Jennifer, speaking to her mother, is not exactly happy.
Oh, Mother, I just feel so terrible about Joe. I can't believe it.
Come, Jennifer. We're lucky we discovered what kind of a person he was before anything else was stolen. My dear, did you hear something?
No.
There it is again.
I heard something. It sounded so soon. It was pounding on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. Do you suppose something has happened to Mr. Ogilvy?
Oh, but why?
I'm going upstairs and see.
All right, I'm coming too.
Goodness me, of all the things that can happen.
Oh, I know, it's just terrible.
A person tries to do something nice.
Oh, dear.
We're coming.
Let me out.
Oh, Mother, it is Mr. Ogilvy.
And look, His door is padlocked on the outside.
Is that you, Mrs. Lawrence?
Hey, yes, Mr. Ogilvie.
I wonder why anybody would want to play such a trick on poor Mr. Ogilvie.
That awful Franklin person must have done it.
Shove the key under the door, Mr. Ogilvie, and we'll unlock the padlock.
I can't. I left the key in the padlock.
Oh, then it must have dropped on the floor. It's not in the lock now. Hey, Jennifer, can
but
you
see? But it's not on the floor, Mother.
Are you sure you don't have the key, Mr. Ogilvie? It's not out here anyplace.
No, I don't have the key. I tell you, I left it in the padlock. I was in a hurry.
Well, it's just not here, and it'll take hours to remove the hinges on the door.
Oh, I just got to get out of here.
There's a ladder in the garage, Mother. If you can help me, we can put it up to Mr. Ogilvie's window, and then...
Yes, get the ladder, please. Hurry.
All right, Mr. Ogilvie. Just try to be patient. We won't be long.
Mother, is the ladder going to sweep?
I think so. If we just don't break the window. Oh, there. We did it.
Oh, it was a job.
Mr. Ogilvie!
Oh, that's strange. I thought he'd be watching us.
Mr. Ogilvie!
Oh, there he is now.
Ah, my dear ladies, I'll never be able to thank you enough. Now,
Jennifer, why's he got his hat on?
Oh, look, he's got a suitcase on the windowsill.
Can you make it, Mr. Ogilvie?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I can.
Oh, Mr. Ogilvie, there's someone in your room. In back of you.
Okay, ladies, the show's over.
What are you doing here?
Oh, you're a policeman. And there's a man up in Mr. Ogilvie's room.
There's nothing to get alarmed about. Just a slight charge of helping a criminal to get away.
A criminal?
To get away?
Come on in the house. You two got some explaining to do.
But we were trying to help Mr. Ogilvie.
Yeah, I know.
And someone's up there in his room. What's happening to the poor man?
Okay, inside.
See here, officer.
I said inside, lady. You'll get lots of chance to talk.
Very well.
Oh, Mother, there's Joe.
And Mr. Ogilvie.
Joe, what are you doing here? Why aren't you in jail?
Well, I...
See here, Mr. Franklin. What in the world are you doing to Mr. Ogilvie?
Well, I am frisking him.
Yes, and I don't...
Officer, make him stop that this instant.
Calm down, lady.
The officer approves of what I'm doing, Mrs. Lawrence.
That's right. You see, when I was here the first time, you sent me upstairs after the wrong man.
The wrong man?
I demand an explanation.
Joe, officer, please, will somebody tell me what this is all about?
This young thief claims he's a detective.
A detective?
Yeah, and he's got credentials to prove it.
But he took Mr. Ogilvie's tools.
Jennifer, didn't you wonder why Mr. Ogilvie didn't want you to call the police when the jewels were stolen?
Oh, of course not. It's just like Mr. Ogilvie not to want us to be bothered. He's always so thoughtful and charming.
I'll say he is. He's one of the most thoughtful and charming jewel thieves in the entire country.
Mr. Ogilvie...
A jewel thief?
Oh, I don't believe it. Mr. Ogilvie, say something.
I demand to see my lawyer.
Mr. Ogilvie's so thoughtful and charming, Jennifer, that he was ready to give you the famous Strauss necklace for your birthday.
It was
too hot to peddle.
Oh, no, not Mr. Ogilvie.
Well, if you'd bothered to check with those pawnbrokers the day you followed me, Jennifer.
You mean you knew
honey,
that?
Honey, someday I'll show you the eyes in the back of my head.
But I...
Well, anyway, you might have learned that I wasn't trying to get rid of the Strauss necklace.
But you look so suspicious.
I was trying to break down some of those boys in order to find out where Ogilvie had pawned the other matching pieces in the set.
Oh, dear. Do you mean that the earrings, Mr. Ogilvie...
It's all a pack of lies. I don't know anything about
it. And my beautiful wristwatch.
Hey, Franklin, they sound like they really didn't know about Ogilvie.
Well...
I figured them for his accomplices when I found out with that ladder.
Accomplices?
No, officer. They were really my accomplices.
Yeah?
You see, most of the rungs in that ladder had been cut halfway through, and...
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, Ogilvie.
I tell you, this is absurd. I demand to see my lawyer.
Sure. You'll get to see lots of lawyers.
Joe.
Gee, what's the matter, Jennifer?
Oh, gee, I'm so happy.
Oh, that isn't very nice, is it? Think of poor, charming Mr. Ogilvie being marched off to the clink.
Poor Mr. Ogilvie. Taken off to jail without his dinner.
Say, speaking of dinner, maybe you don't remember, but I got hauled off to jail without my dinner, too.
Well, I'm still mixed up, but I'll go out and warm something up for you.
Jennifer, I'm terribly sorry I had to make you so suspicious of me.
Oh, Joy.
I couldn't tell you sooner. You might have accidentally said something to Ogilvie.
Oh, but I'm so relieved and happy. Oh, it doesn't matter now.
I also feel bad that I gypped you out of a birthday present, too.
Hey, that's right, you did.
Maybe I can make it up to you.
Oh, don't be silly. How can you make up for the Strauss necklace?
Well, you got something there. But how about having dinner with me tomorrow night?
Oh, I'd love to. Do you have some favorite place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where is it?
It's the place where they serve the best meals in town. It's called Lawrence's up on Vista Avenue.
Oh, Joe, you're crazy.
I say I am, in a lot of ways. And I love it.
By Bert Faber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. About next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, Pat, next Saturday I undergo a great change.
You do?
I most certainly do. You see, I walk into a young lady's office.
Well, what happens to you?
Ah, that would be telling, Pat. But I'll let you in on this much. I wind up as a model husband, which is also the name of the play.
Well, it sounds quite confusing and very entertaining. Well, thanks and good night, Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present
Curtain Time!
Dr. IQ, the mental banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
This is NBC, the National Broadcast.